Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. Now, if there's a specific topic you'd like us to cover, or you simply want to connect with me after the show and say hi, connect with me through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And that address one more time is AskSueLondon.com, and go to the contact information, and it's all there. You can phone me, you can email me. So, Chris, what's new with you, my friend?
We've been talking for a while. Yeah, I know. It seems like forever, but it's been a very busy summer. We gave a big amount of money away at one of our car dealer customers a couple of weeks ago and met a lot of our listeners up there, and we've just been doing live remotes everywhere. There's this really neat event on Saturday night, and I wish you were here, Sue. I don't know if you've heard of Waterfire, River Glows, things like that, but the Pawcatuck River, the beautiful Pawcatuck River, which goes right through downtown Westerly in Pawcatuck, Connecticut, there's going to be many bonfires. I don't know how many, but it's a beautiful sight, and I will take pictures and send them to you.
Yeah, that sounds really nice. Well, I have to tell you, I have some news to share with you and our listeners. Are you sitting down? Are you ready for this?
I'm sitting on the edge of my seat.
Okay, well, you know how we moved last week, right? We sold our house, and we are now living in the Hilton Homewood Suites. We're waiting for our house to be built, but they haven't even started the foundation yet, right? Mm-hmm. Well, a couple days before we moved in here into the hotel, I got a call from my oldest daughter, and she told us the news that she's pregnant with our second grandchild. So we got another grandbaby on the way.
You actually shared that with me before, so I know,
but there's more. You don't know this part. I had to tell our listeners that. They have to know everything going on here, too. We're all going through this together.
That's right. We are.
Okay, so here's what else happened. So got this news about, you know, the new baby on the way, and then we got a phone call from one daughter, and she says, "Oh, Mom, I'm so excited. You need to come over." She got engaged. She's getting married. And then we get a phone call from another daughter. What did she do? She went and got engaged as well. Two daughters now engaged, one having a baby. And then our fourth daughter was over, and she was sharing with us. She has now headed off to Thailand for a nice vacation and nice little journey of discovering herself and what's out there in the world. So four daughters, one traveling, two marriages, and a baby on the way.
Now, wouldn't that be something if they planned the same wedding date?
Oh, they can't do that to me.
Oh, okay.
but what are the chances of that, right? And we always said, you know, now girls, you know, this is a big year for us. We're having all these houses built. And because, you know, I told you and our listeners to catch you all up, what's happening, Ross and I have sold our house. We're having a brand new house built, and we're having two investment properties built. And in November, we're going on our first Caribbean cruise for my 50th birthday. So, you know, we thought this was going to be a quiet year, and it just seems to get busier and busier. So that's my big excitement. But can you top that, my friend?
Well, I just can't believe that the big 5-0 is coming up.
I know. I don't feel it, because it's all about your mindset, right? But I have to tell you, though, that when, you know, we kept getting these calls from all these kids of all their excitement, there were three things that helped me to cope with that. And the first one was right outside of our suite door, we have an indoor pool. like steps away. And I've been going over every day. I go in the morning and I go at the night, and I'm doing about 60 laps in the pool every day, twice a day. So the swimming, the exercise has really been great for my stress. And anyone else going through stress, get exercising, right? And then we also, as you know, Chris, we have two dogs. We have a Shih Tzu named Willie, and we have a Shih Tzu named Gus.
And I have a Shih Tzu named Bella.
I know. And, well, I'm waiting for pictures, by the way, of
I
her,
know.
Too. But it's really amazing how I've been watching our dog sense, you know, with everything going on with the emotions, with Ross and I experience, you know, our babies are having babies and they're getting married and all that. And the dogs have been right there sensing what we need, and they've been giving it to us. So, you know, those are the three things that have been getting me through everything that we're going through. So pretty amazing there, right? You never saw that one coming. I sure didn't.
No, that's a lot to take in all at once.
I know. So that leads me to what our show is about today, because, you know, you, Christopher, you and I, we love our animals, and we couldn't bring on a better guest for us to talk about this. Dr. Bernie Siegel's with us, and he has seen a lot of animal miracles himself. He's taken his pets into the hospital. He's got grandchildren that, you know, and children that they've done, you know, had pets around the house. And we're going to just simply talk about how healing animals are for you. We're going to talk about how miracles are created with the animals in your life. And I know we've had a lot of people phone in and, you know, share their story, share what they're going through with their health and that. So, folks, today we have brought Dr. Bernie Siegel on, especially for those of you that are going through stuff right now. And today's your opportunity to phone in and ask Dr. Bernie Siegel your questions. And I'm telling you firsthand, what you're going to hear from me is get a pet. That's my solution to everything with your health, because I know for me personally, my animals have made such a huge difference for me. So let me give you the number and, you know, call in and ask Bernie your questions. So the number you call, folks, is 1-800-930-2819. Let me give it to you again, 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. And so call in and ask your questions. Now, for those of you that may not know Bernie, he's pretty amazing. He has touched many lives all over our planet. In 1978, he began talking about patient empowerment and the choice to live fully and die in peace. Now, as a physician who has cared for and counseled innumerable people whose mortality has been threatened by an illness, Bernie embraces a philosophy of living and dying that stands at the forefront of the medical ethics and spiritual issues our society grapples with today. Now, he continues to assist in the breaking of new ground in the field of healing and personally struggling to live the message of kindness and love. Now, Bernie and his wife and co-worker, Bobby, they live in the suburb of New Haven, Connecticut. They have 5 children and 8 grandchildren, and with its many children, pets, and interests, their home often resembled a cross between a family art gallery, a museum, and a zoo. Boy, can I relate to that in our house, too. Now, Bernie has been touching many lives in a positive way with the help of his furry friends. I can tell you that Bernie has made a huge positive difference in my own personal life. Years ago, when I was first diagnosed with having Crohn's disease, a family member gave me Bernie's book, Love, Medicine, and Miracles. It changed my life forever, and I am so grateful to this man. I cannot begin to tell you how much he has had such a positive impact on my life. I actually went on to be so empowered, and I went on to heal that disease. And so I really love this man. I'm so excited to share him with you. And then years later, when I, you know, the disease is completely cured, and I went on and I contacted Bernie again, and I said, you know, I want to give back and help those people that are going through stuff. And I wanted to bring my dogs into our local children's sick kids hospital and have them create the miracles like what was happening for me. So I said to Bernie, you know, I'm not sure how to do this pet therapy thing. What do you do? And right away, he quickly replied, all you just have to do is just look pretty, hang on to their leash, and let the dogs work their magic. And folks, I can tell you that he was exactly right, and that is exactly what happened. Now, like I said, if you are having challenges with your health, and if you wonder if, you know, you maybe should bring a pet in your life, and maybe will it help you, call in. Take this opportunity today to call in and talk to us. Ask Bernie your questions. So that number, once again, is 1-800-930-2819. And remember, you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage at transformationtalkradio.com. And by the way, Bernie's only with us until the 44-minute mark. So if you're on a phone or you want to ask some questions, you got to do it right away, folks, okay? So don't hold back today. So, Bernie, welcome to Get Inspired Radio again, my friend.
Thank you. Just, you know, as you were talking, thinking of so many things that I've been through with animals,
yeah.
You know, in terms of the relationships, having them die on Father's Day, on one of the children's birthdays, so mm-hmm. you never forget them.
Yeah.
I actually bury them in our yard with markers, so they're all with me all the time.
Yeah.
We had a dog supposedly dying of cancer that mm-hmm. I brought home because the kids would not let me euthanize him as the veterinarian recommended, because they said, you don't put your patients to sleep. You're not
yeah.
putting Oscar to sleep. I brought
yeah.
him home, and I loved him. And by that, I meant we shared meals, vitamins, lots of massaging and loving. And this is a dog lying on the floor,
mm-hmm.
totally out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And within a week or two, he was on his feet, walking around, and we had mm-hmm. two other dogs, so he looked better. I let him out. And
mm-hmm.
he lived for years with the cancer literally disappearing and never coming back.
Yeah.
And the veterinarian, every time he'd see me, would say, I can't believe it. I've never
yeah.
seen a dog like that get well. And, you know, I learned, and this is before, you might say, I got into what I'm doing now. But you
okay.
learn about energy and love and relationships and,
mm-hmm.
you know, the benefits of petting a dog, that your oxytocin and serotonin levels go up. Those are bonding hormones. So, you know, the animals play a really significant part in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do studies on people who have an illness, you know, and go home, like after a heart attack, one study, that if
right.
there was a dog in the house, a year later, 5% of the people died. If there was no dog in the house, 26% died.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor who did this in Australia had a sense of humor. He said, if everybody in Australia had a dog,
mm-hmm.
we'd save like $150 million
yeah.
you know, in medical care. Mm-hmm. But, and the sad part, I think it was in USA Today this morning,
mm-hmm.
for the first time in 10 years, the number of cats and dogs as pet mm-hmm. has gone down.
Why? Why? Why do you think that is?
You know, a lot to do, of course, with finances, and they said in how people are living. You know, that
okay.
not as a family.
Oh yeah.
Where you bring in pets, but they're living.
Mm-hmm.
You know, moved back with their parents, or living alone, or with other people. You know, where it's not a family in the
mm-hmm.
sense of. Relationship kind of thing, but people
mm-hmm.
sharing a place to live, and so they don't bring in the animals. And
so,
it's sad.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, because you're a doctor. Tell us why, like, what would be the reason that, you know, people, older people, they have the heart attacks, and when they have the pet, they're doing better. What do you think, like, medically, what's happening for them?
Yeah, there's as I said, your chemistry is different with relationships.
Okay.
It's
okay.
no different to a pet than women with the same cancer as men live longer. Married men live longer than single men.
Yeah.
You know, they can smoke the same amount but have less lung cancer. You'd say,
mm-hmm.
why? It's, again, about the chemistry in your body when you're in a loving relationship.
Okay.
So your
okay.
body gets a message. You know, like Monday morning, you have more heart attacks, strokes, and suicides. Why?
Oh.
Because how
okay.
you feeling on Monday, you know?
Oh, okay.
But if you, I mean, my way of summing it up is love your life, love your body, and
yeah.
some amazing things can happen
mm-hmm.
because then your body gets a chemical message, see, and the genes are told, hey, I like living. Because
mm-hmm.
they're getting a message. They
mm-hmm.
don't. See, if you had twin sisters,
mm-hmm.
the good kid who makes mommy and daddy happy,
okay.
see, and doesn't get a pet because it may make the house smell or, you know, that kind of
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
And then you get her devil of a sister who's got four cats, three dogs, the house, you know, is a mess in a sense, but she's not worried about far on the furniture. Mm-hmm. And who's more likely to get breast cancer is a sweet little kid who's pleasing everybody else but not living her authentic life.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's the part, and that's what animals teach us, you know.
Yeah.
They're in the moment. I know veterinarians who got through their cancer mm-hmm. because of the pets they took care of. Mm-hmm. In other words, as one said, you know, you amputate legs, jaws, because she was having a mastectomy and, you know, my body and what's going to happen to me. And she said, then I suddenly realized what I do with the animals, amputating legs, jaws. And she said they wake up after surgery, they lick their owner's faces. They know they're here to love and be loved and teach us a few things.
Yeah.
So it's back to living in the moment. You know, the animals and or kids are not worried about how am I going to be next year.
Mm-hmm.
It's how can I have a nice day, please?
Yeah.
And, you know, what they teach us, I have mentioned to you, I've named a lot of our pets, you know, with meaningful names. But let me tell you first about Miracle.
Okay.
Because
this is your cat, right? Miracle's a cat?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's okay.
A woman, you see, this is why one of our kids brought home this little black and white kitten that was in a garage, you know, with no home, and I don't know how it got there, but they found it there, so he brought it home. And at the same time, a woman with cancer went to sleep, said she had a dream last night. A cat named Miracle appeared.
Okay.
And said, my name is Miracle, and here's how you should treat your cancer. And she and the cat tells her what chemotherapy to use. And the woman had the courage to go to her doctor and say, this is what I'm going to do. And she did, and alive and well many years later.
Mm-hmm.
So when the cat came home after hearing that dream, I said, okay, we'll name it Miracle. And it is fun to have a miracle around. And the funny part was that Miracle really acted more like a dog than a cat. I mean, I literally took her everywhere. You know, she became a therapy animal.
Yeah.
So it didn't matter where I went, I took her. And so she had no fear of, you could take her through a car wash and she'd sit there calmly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it didn't matter. And one day, we needed to get to the airport and we couldn't find Miracle.
Oh.
And I'm not completely dressed. And my wife is telling me, honey, I don't know where Miracle is. So I'm running around the house, scantily dressed, screaming, Miracle, Miracle, Miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And after a few minutes of that, I realized, what are the neighbors thinking?
Yeah,
so you look
out
your window, here's this guy, you know, running around in shorts, screaming, Miracle, what is going on over there? You know. So I said, honey, let's forget it. But then I realized, see, I started the car, and sure enough, Miracle comes running out of the woods, because if I'm going somewhere, she's going with me.
Okay.
And I have to tell you, they had a dog show in town.
Uh-huh.
And this is where, to me, the animals, you know, help you get through life.
Yeah.
Because a dog show, okay? I show up at the dog show with Miracle and one of our dogs.
Okay.
People said to me, excuse me, this is a dog show. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I said, she thinks she's a dog, and I'm not going to disappoint her, so I'm in the show. They don't know what to do with me. But the amazing thing, and she got more attention than all the dogs, because, you know, you have a 200-pound Newfoundland come running over to sniff the cat, and she just sat there, you know, surrounded by all these dogs, no fear, no anxiety, no hissing. And so everybody got such a kick out of her. But the sign that went up the next year for the same dog show said, dog show for dogs only.
Only, and no Miracle.
And I knew they were telling me, Siegel, don't you dare show up with that dog, you know, cat again.
How funny.
But, now, you know, because the names, I got to tell you these crazy things I do. We have a cat named Hope now.
Okay. Oh, is that new? Is he new?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, we keep getting more. Because originally we had Miracle, and I'll tell you, because it gave it meaning. We had Dickens, because when my wife said he's a little devil, I said, good, because I wanted to have, she didn't want to call him devil, and not that he's bad, but I wanted to have, you know, you might say, the devil and God. So we ended up with one Dickens and the other one Gabriel, you know, like the angel.
Yeah,
and again, it was to remind me to keep the balance in your life, you know.
Okay.
And the other was Penny, because Penny's, and that's why I brought her home, because the kid said, oh, she looks like a penny when she was born, from a copper color. But Penny's liberty, in God we trust, and Abe Lincoln, who I always say reminds you of your mortality, but you never see him smiling, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Have the liberty to be who you are, have faith, mm-hmm. and enjoy the time.
Nice.
And then with hope, we have a fenced-in front yard, and I learned how to jump the fence. So I built it higher. It's like 8 or 9 feet up in the air, and she still climbs over the thing. I mean, I've given up trying because I respect her so. Mm-hmm. But she comes when I call her. But I love, again, see your neighbors. What are they thinking?
Yeah.
When I'm feeding everybody in the afternoon, I open the sliding door and scream at the top of my lungs, I have no hope. Where is my hope?
Yeah.
I don't have any hope. And she shows up because she knows I'm calling her. But I'm waiting for one of the neighbors to say to me, what is going on?
Do you find that your neighbors evolve? Like, they move a lot? Houses around you fell a lot?
They know I'm not normal. people say hello. Are you the doctor?
Yeah.
But, and then I have to tell you this one, because I read a story about it, but I thought it was so funny. I have a dog named Sex.
Yeah. Didn't know. How did that name come about for that? Is it safe to ask? It's a family show, you know?
Oh, no. Well, this is not to be rude, but
okay.
it was the humor in it. Like, you know, I go to license the dogs, and I'll walk into the town clerk, and people are lined up, and I'll say, do I need a license for Sex? I only have Sex on, my property.
Yeah.
Now, the town clerk knows me. You know, because everybody else in the room whips around and looks at me like, what are you, crazy?
Yeah.
And she says, I'm sorry that the state, you have to license, because she knows I'm talking about a dog, the other people don't, but that the state collects some of the money, so it doesn't matter if it's Sex on your property. But I think that, but if you had a dog named Sex who caused a problem in the neighborhood, and your neighbors walked up to you and said, your dog's a problem, let's say you're in the supermarket, what do you say? Oh, you're having a problem with Sex, and then they don't bother you again.
That would be a good point.
Or growls, because they're not going to be embarrassed in the Stop and Shop, talking to Siegel about it. But it gets people to laugh and smile, to do these crazy things. And as I say, in my community, everybody knows I'm not normal, so,
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I was talking to a lady last week. Because we're in the hotel, we're taking our dogs everywhere. We don't leave them in the car, the weather, the summer hot weather.
Right.
And we were at this one place, and this lady came up, and right away the dogs were pulling, because as you know, the dogs sense what the people need, right? And this lady was going through quite a lot. Her daughter had autism. And I was telling her, you're on the show today. And she had a question, because her daughter has autism, and her daughter hits a lot. And my thinking is, pets are so great that they will sense what you need and they'll help you.
Right.
And she had a question for you. What are your thoughts around if your child with autism that does a lot of hitting, is that a good thing to still bring a pet in or no? Do you have experience with it working?
I was just reading an article. I don't remember the details, but the children who had pets, autistic children, they developed faster and better. So I would say yes, get a pet. Now, the thing also is that you can say to your child that you're bringing the animal in to rescue it, get one from the shelter. So you have a reverence for life. This is something that, to me, touched home in the sense of reading something by Albert Schweitzer. Mm-hmm. I literally, our home has been a rescue shelter. It's a zoo. I mean, now our kids are grown, so I don't have goats and ducks and geese and turkeys.
Oh, you don't?
I just cats and dogs now.
Okay.
But, we had dozens and dozens of creatures of every species in the house when people didn't want pets and veterinarians didn't know what to do with them. I'd get a call because they knew he's a doctor, he's got kids, they know how to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
But what I also have done for years is when I'm walking, and I'd say to everybody listening, think how you would react. You're walking down the street or your driveway, and you see a worm on the pavement.
Yeah.
What do you do? See, what do? I pick it up, and I put it back on the earth.
Okay.
See, because I don't want it to die.
Yeah.
And I always felt like, there's something crazy. I'm nuts to to be saving worms and slugs and all these things. But then I read what Schweitzer wrote. He was talking about a reverence for life, and he said, when you're walking down the street and you see an earthworm, pick it up and put it back on the ground. If you see an insect in a puddle, put a leaf there for it to climb on. You know, and when I read that, it was like, oh, thank you, Albert Schweitzer.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
It's, you know, my reverence for life. And that's what I would, why I would bring this animal in for this child and give the child responsibility for it, presuming whatever the age is, what you do. Now, you know, if they're worried, it doesn't have to be a cat or dog.
Okay.
You can, because, in, again, in studies, actually in one study, even just a plant was used.
Okay.
But people were told, you have to take care of it. Sunshine, water, fertilize. And so you can get goldfish, you know. You can get a gerbil. And you let the child know that we have to take care of it.
Yeah.
To change the cage and to feed it and give it water. And then things begin to happen for the child because the relationship, you know, something is relying on it now.
Yeah.
And that's now, what I also have to say did with cancer patients, you know.
Yeah, but saying
when they
that.
Had a house full of pets, I would not let the family get rid of them because I wanted them to keep that meaning.
But so going back to this child with autism, would you say like kids with autistic, is it dogs that would be the best pets for them? Or is there like any pets for them again as well?
Well, it, you know, when I think about it, if they're worried, the cat, you got to clip the nails, it could scratch.
Yeah.
You know, a dog could bite somebody. But I think if you have the right pet, you know, getting it as a kitten or a puppy or, you know, a dog that you knew where it came from and what its personality was, I think those things would be okay.
Okay.
The, even things like, I mean, we've had a rabbit, and you had to learn about it because, you know, it's not something I think about, but rabbits are worried about predators. You know, a hawk could come down, swoop it up, or some other animal.
Yeah.
So if you're holding a rabbit loosely, or you pick it up, it doesn't know what's going to happen, and it'll start clawing and can scratch kids.
Okay.
So you pick it up, if you hold it tight like a little bundle, you know, like you're holding a pocketbook, you never have a problem. But those are things I'd say to everybody, that if you're going to get a pet, educate yourself about it.
Okay.
You know, there's a house rabbit society. You can learn about cats and dogs and the species and their personality and everything else.
Now, people always come up to me. They love our dogs, and our dogs are Shih Tzus. They're non-allergenic. Is there, I know Shih Tzus are non-allergenic as dogs, and poodles are. What other animals are non-allergic?
Do you know we have Lhasa Apso, which is the same, you know,
genetic like a Shih Tzu family. Yeah.
I also have something that's called a wired-haired pointing Griffon mix.
Okay.
And so our animals don't shed either, and are, you know, hypoallergenic. And I think that you know, you can look that up or talk to a vet about it. I have to tell you because.
Okay.
I often visit the animal shelter, and
oh, you're brave!
This little, you know, Lhasa Apso ran out and grabbed my leg, so I know I'm supposed to adopt him.
Yeah,
because he's adopting me. So I
That's a good point. I'm glad you made that.
And
yeah.
My wife said, "Honey, I don't want any more furfies on the furniture." What she was talking about was all the fur that's all over, you know, the house.
Yeah.
So I named him Furphy.
Okay.
F-U-R-P-H-Y, see? And then, of course, my wife laughs, and, you know, how can she not let him in? So he's in the house, and his name is Furphy.
Okay.
And, you know, but it's, again, that kind of connection, and something happens. Well, let me tell you something mystical. I didn't think about this before, but I've written a book called Buddy's Candle, and it's to help people deal with the loss of a loved one, you know, be it an animal or a family member. It's about not grieving excessively and knowing how to continue on.
Yeah.
And I finished the book, and I walk out of the house with Furphy, go for a walk, and I heard a voice say to me, Bernie, go to the animal shelter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean it. I hear voices. I'm not
I relate. I do the same thing. Yeah.
So I get in the car. We drive to the animal shelter. I walk in, and the voice through me says, what's his name? Because there was a dog just sitting by the door.
Okay.
And the woman who was a volunteer there said, oh, his name is Buddy. He's been here less than 15 minutes. Somebody didn't like his behavior.
Oh.
I said, I'm here to take him home.
Mm-hmm.
And I did.
Yeah.
And again, well, let me tell you, I mean, it's hard for me to stop telling stories, but
that's okay.
You know,
we're commercial free today.
Animal communication. You see, my friend Amelia Kincaid, you know, has written about her experiences as an animal intuitive, told me, Bernie, you have to have a quiet mind to get into the animal's mind.
It's true.
I learned how to talk to animals. But on the way home from the shelter, I stopped to get gas.
Okay.
And I step out of the car to pump the gas, and Buddy leaps out of the car and starts running down this busy street.
And,
you know, people don't know, I don't know the dog, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm screaming his name. Everybody, all the traffic is stopping, and finally everybody helped me, and I got him back in the car.
Okay.
But again, I get home, and I said to him, and I mean non-verbally, okay, in my head.
Yeah.
I said, why did you do that?
Yeah.
And then I know it's the truth when it's not something I could ever make up.
Yeah.
I heard him say to me, I belonged to a couple. The husband was alcoholic. When he'd come home from work, the wife would say, take the dog for a walk. He'd lock me in the car while he went to a bar and was drinking. And then he came out and abused me. And I don't want to be in a car.
Oh, so that's why he ran out.
I said, I would never treat you that way. Don't worry. I would never treat you that way. Two weeks later, I go to Stop and Shop. I come back to the car. I noticed I had accidentally hit the button that opens the door on a minivan.
Okay.
The car is wide open. And who's sitting in it? Buddy.
That blew my mind.
Yeah. Now, Furphy, I know, always looks for me. He's no longer in the car.
Yeah.
I knew he was in Stop and Shop and the security guard.
Yeah.
When the security guard saw me come in, he said, is this yours? I said, yes. And, you know, but again, you see, if I'm screaming Furphy's name, that doesn't help me. But when I quiet my mind and say, where is he? He's in Stop and Shop looking for you. So I went, and there he was.
You know, I have to laugh because I have similar stuff happen for me with our dogs, and I just love it when we were, now we were in the hotel, but when we were in our backyard, they'd get in the backyard, they'd go outside, do their business, and they would stand there. And I would, in my mind, say, okay, guys, what are you waiting for? Why aren't you coming in? And they would say, well, we're waiting for you to say, come in and we'll give you a treat. And I would say to them, I'm not giving you a treat unless you come in now. And I was doing this all in my mind. And as soon as I said, as you know, in my mind, as soon as you come in, you'll get a treat. Just the snap of a finger, they came right in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why that Hope, you know, who jumps the fences sometimes at night, I would just stand in the living room saying, you know, I'm worried about you. Don't you want to spend the night in bed with us rather than out in the woods? And boom, she'd be at the door.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, I mean, you know, I always say I live by my experience.
Yeah.
When something like that happens, I can't deny it. Or even our rabbit. When I'd go out in the afternoon to bring, even though the place is fenced in, I always worried about the rabbit not, you know, able to care for herself like the cats could. So I would say, you know, I'd go out and try to get her. And she would always run around the yard and drive me crazy. And then when I learned about, you know, hey, you can talk to animals, I went out one day, quietly stood there and said, her name is Smudge, and I've written a book about her too, what she taught us. I said, Smudge, why don't you let me bring you in the house? And she said, don't treat the cats this way. I said, what are you talking about? I don't treat the cats this way. She said, you let them stay out till it's later and dark. You don't let me. And I said, but I'm worried about you and predators. Some climbed in or jumped into the yard. The cats know how to take care of themselves. You don't. From that night on, I never had a problem. I mean, that's the part, as I say, that blows my mind.
Yeah.
That, number one, I never would have made up that answer. You don't treat the cats that way.
Yeah.
You know, but the other is to see the change in her behavior after we had to talk about it. That she knew this is coming out of love, you know, the same way you talk to your kids.
Yeah.
Let them know you're saying don't do that because you love them and don't want them to get hurt.
Right.
You know, you're not saying you're a terrible person or you're a terrible animal. Yeah.
Now, do you still take the animals with you when you go to the hospital?
well, not in the hospital, but I take him to all our support groups and nursing homes and assisted living. And they know, boy, you know, when you sit in a cancer support group, one of them, Buddy, I mean, Furphy, he's a Lhasa Apso, they're, you know, they take care of themselves. So he'll come in and take a nap, you know. But Buddy walks around the room, and I know he can sense who's doing well and who isn't.
Yeah.
Because
now,
when he goes,
tell everybody about that, right? Because, you know.
What I mean is that, in a sense, he sends me a message, but also by his behavior. I mean, he'll walk up to somebody, look up at them, and just sort of shrug your shoulders and walk away. And I know he's saying to me, ah, this guy's all right. He doesn't need, you know, to pet a dog and feel better. And then he'll go to other people and really stay there to be with them because he knows they need some extra loving and, you know, the petting and the attention. And I can just, you know, in a sense, hear him saying, okay, I'm, you know, you need me and I'll be here for you.
Yeah.
So when I get a good report, I tell people, you know, that, you know, he told me you're doing well. Because I know that they sense that.
Yeah.
And, you know, dogs are used to detect malignant melanomas on the skin and other things. So they're sensing your chemistry, and they know when you're doing well.
That's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up about, you know, sensing, like, the melanoma and that. We had a caller a few weeks ago call in, said she had to go and have tests. And, you know, we were saying about her pets, having pets and how they can sense. What do you, from your experience, for listeners who have pets that they're going through tests right now, do they have cancer, do they not? What does your pet do? I've heard that cats will kind of, you know, claw at a certain area, or dogs will sniff an area. What kind of things do you experience?
Yeah, I mean, they can, from, you know, predicting heart attacks and seizures and other things, as I say, they sense your chemistry.
Okay.
So, you know, if they're attending to a certain part of you or worry, you know, or you get the message they're worrying about you, I'd say go and get it checked. Because what you reminded me of, a man who said to me that his father was quite ill at home, but seriously ill. And the dog would not leave the bedside. They couldn't get him out of the bedroom. You know, I mean, he'd go out to pee maybe every few hours, but that's all. Mm-hmm. They had to feed him there, everything. And the guy said, I came into the kitchen one morning, and there's the dog sitting there waiting for breakfast. Mm-hmm. And he said, I knew my father is getting well, or the dog would never have left his side.
Oh,
so
okay.
He went to the bedroom, and sure enough, the father was perked up and feeling a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one, you know, that was in the newspaper about this cat in a nursing home who, whenever the cat would stay in that person's room, the staff realized that person's going to die in a few days.
Oh,
and the cat detected it and was there really to give something to that person, you know, and be with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I have to say it can work both ways, because when I've been sick, like Miracle, she would be on my chest all the time. If I was in bed sick, she's on my chest purring and loving me.
Yeah.
But if I'm taking a nap and being lazy, then Miracle doesn't come into the bedroom to jump on my chest.
Yeah.
But when I wasn't well, you know, or exhausted or something, she was there to give something to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that always impressed me, how they know. You know, what I often laugh about is when I decide I'm going to groom them, they never show up.
I know. Funny thing, isn't it?
This was even a more extreme story, because one of our sons is a neighbor, and I have some cats over there, too, that I take care of every morning. And, you know, they're like my cats because they know me.
Mm-hmm.
But I called the vet to say, because they live outside the house, and so I said, I want to make an appointment, so I'll pick them up in the morning when I feed them and bring them in early so you can check them and give them shots and things. The next day, they did not show up. And for one solid week, they did not come to eat breakfast.
Wow.
And I called the vet. I said, look, I'm driving you nuts saying every morning I'm going to be there and I can't. So cancel the appointment. The next morning, they came out for breakfast. Now, I know they knew what I'm thinking.
Oh, animals are very smart.
Yeah, that is no coincidence for them to not show up for 7 days, and then the next morning they're there.
Yeah. Yeah. I cannot say highly enough about the animals, what, you know, they do. Now, you and I are real supporters of our animal shelters. Let's share some sites with everybody. We want, you know, we're inspiring people, go get pets. I want to share the humanesociety.com website.
There's one called, that I often go to, animalrescue.com.
Okay.
Because by clicking, you donate. I mean, you don't, but, you know, the site donates to pet foods for shelters and other things.
Oh.
And then free kibble.
Okay.
That's one for dogs and cats also. I do that every morning. You click, you know, there are questions and on free kibble, so you have some fun. But you click for dogs and cats, and the animalrescue.com, they do that too.
And so, and on these sites, do they have pets that are up for adoption?
Yes, you can look into that too, yeah. You know, on petfinder.com and things like that, yeah.
Okay. Folks,
if they're interested in a rabbit, there's a houserabbit.org. House rabbit. I don't know if it's houserabbitsociety.org, but it's called House Rabbit, maybe Society, as I said, .org. Because I learned a lot about, you know, how to keep a bunny in your house. They're really a lot like cats. They're smart. Well, can be litter trained and everything else.
We didn't have luck with rabbits. We had a rabbit for my girls, and it went wild, and it was attacking us.
Yeah,
and you know the funny thing that happened was, and we've always had dogs, and cats come up to me for, I do Reiki on them, like stray cats, and then they go away. They lick me, and they go away. And this rabbit, we were talking about autism earlier, this rabbit would attack anyone that, you know, would lunge, like, it would lunge at us when we tried to clean the cage or whatever. And so we thought, this is no good. Our kids were young. And so we, there was a woman that had a son who was autistic. And so I said, you know, I don't know if this is the right pet for you. And that rabbit never acted like that ever again. And that,
that's,
you know,
wonderful.
He sensed, you know, so just amazing. Bernie.
Let me share one more rabbit story because.
Okay.
Smudge, you know, lived in the house with us. See, the thing I also learned was they're afraid of slippery floors. So if I put a carpet in the kitchen, a part of the kitchen, so she would never leave that. In other words, we could leave the house. No, she would stay on that carpet. But when we were home, you know, she'd go through the house. And I would sit on the sofa reading, you know, and studying and trying to get some work done. Mm-hmm. She would jump up on the sofa, grab the book in her teeth, and throw it on the floor.
Oh.
And I got such a kick because I knew she was saying to me, hey, I want my tummy rubbed. I mean, what the hell are you doing reading a book for hours?
Yeah.
And, you know they're thinking, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Amazing. Bernie, what website do you want everyone to go to for you?
BernieSiegelMD.com.
Okay.
And Siegel is S-I-E-G-E-L, BernieSiegelMD.com. And, you know me, I react to people and with people. So if you want to contact me, I get the email. There's no office staff.
And
you
he does,
in
folks.
In between us,
Yeah, and you know what, Bernie, I love you. You have, as I tell you every time, I am so grateful for what you did in my life. And,
you
know, you continue to, you know, make a difference for so many people and animals in the world, and you are truly, truly a gift, my friend. I certainly love you, and I'm so appreciative you've been here today.
Can I share one last story? I just remember.
Absolutely.
A young man went to visit his grandfather.
Okay.
And he kept saying to his grandfather that the dishes were not very clean, that where they were eating from. And the father kept saying, the grandfather kept saying, well, that's the best cold water can do.
Mm-hmm.
And when the kid was about to leave at the end of the weekend, he stepped out of the house, and there was this big dog in the yard, and it scared him. So he came back in the house. He said, Grandpa, I'm a little scared. There's a great big dog outside. The grandfather opens the door and yells, hey, cold water, come in here.
Okay.
And so if you ever want your dishes cleaned, just give him the cold water.
Cold water.
And he'll lick them clean for you.
Oh, right? there you go. Bernie, as always, my friend, thank you so much.
Thank you, dear.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we'll talk more. I'm going to inspire you some more to bring a pet into your life. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Today, Dr. Bernie Siegel and I shared stories and information about animal miracles. Folks, I can tell you that having a pet in my life was absolutely the best medicine my doctor could have ever prescribed for me. Now, my dog Spot, a dog that I had during my childhood, well, she was like a sister to me. She gave me encouragement and she gave me strength to cope with a very difficult childhood. Now, God and His angels sent me a wonderful gift when they sent me my dog, Rocky, a cute little Shih Tzu. He came to me just after 8 months after being diagnosed with Crohn's disease. And later, he helped me to get over a life-and-death pregnancy, a burst intestine, abuse, and divorce. Rocky stayed with me, giving me strength and courage and a will to live. He eased my pain, and he gave me unconditional love. Now, when that disease healed and after I'd overcome all the adversities in my life, Rocky's health started to fade. And on December 2001, Rocky passed away peacefully while in my arms. And on May the 3rd, 2012, Molly, my cute little Shih Tzu, she passed away just minutes after, but minutes after she came back, and she shared with me that she was okay, and she was so happy to be back with her friend Rocky. And by the way, that happened, she passed away during my live show. And if you go to the May 3rd show that we did, you can hear it. And then the week later, you can hear me talking about that experience, what happened with that. But just simply amazing. And I'm sharing this with you because I want you to know that when an animal comes into our life, it's for a reason. And as Bernie said to you, that these animals, you know, he's adopted were for a reason. Well, you need to know that these animals, they're our teachers. are healers, and we can absolutely learn so much from them. So take the time to be present and learn from them. Now, when our pets have completed their journey with us, we all know it's one of the hardest challenges that we deal with. When Rocky and Molly passed over, I had so many fans send me this very special poem that I thought this was appropriate to share it with you again now. I hope you will find it as healing as I did when I received it. Now, the name of the poem is Rainbow Bridge, and it goes like this. Just this side of heaven is a place called Rainbow Bridge. When an animal dies that has been especially close to someone here, that pet goes to Rainbow Bridge. There are meadows and hills for all of our special friends so they can run and play together. There's plenty of food, water, and sunshine, and all of our friends are warm and comfortable. All of the animals who have been ill and old are restored to health and vigor. Those who were hurt or maimed are made whole and strong again, just as we remember them in our dreams of days and times gone by. The animals are happy and content, except for one small thing. They each miss someone very special to them who has been left behind. They all run and play together, but the day comes when one suddenly stops and looks into the distance. His bright eyes are intent. His eager body quivers. Suddenly he begins to run from the group, flying over the green grass, his legs carrying him faster and faster. You have been spotted, and when you and your special friend finally meet, you cling together in joyous reunion, never to be parted again. The happy kisses rain upon your face. Your hands again caress the beloved head, and you look once more into the trusting eyes of your pet, so long gone from your life, but never absent from your heart. Then you cross Rainbow Bridge together. Now, the author of that poem is unknown, so I can't tell you who wrote it, but it is absolutely an incredible poem that I can tell you has helped me so much. And it was really confirming for me that when Molly crossed over and just minutes later she came back to say, you know, I love you, I want you to know that I'm okay. And this poem instantly came to my mind. And I know that, you know, when my time comes, I'll have Spot, Rocky, and Molly there waiting for me. Now, if you've enjoyed this poem, you can go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, and it's there on under the media link under articles. So feel free to, you know, go and print it off and stick it on your fridge, and I hope it helps you as much as it helped me. Now, as I watch my special friends that are with us now, Willie and Gus, I can tell you they're making a huge positive difference for myself and our family and those who were helping along our journey. Each one of our dogs I've rescued from animal shelters. My dogs Spot and Rocky, they were just hours away from being put down, and then when I learned that, I adopted them. Our dog Molly, she was abandoned and abused at 3 months old. Can you imagine a little Shih Tzu she fit in the palm of my hand? Here I thought I was saving their lives, and they went on to save my life, my children's lives, and they made such a huge difference for so many people around us. Folks, from the bottom of my heart, I can tell you that animals are one of the greatest gifts we could ever, ever receive in our life. So I really want you to consider bringing a pet into your life. Now, I want to give you these links for websites. Like Bernie and I said earlier, it's really a great thing to go to an animal shelter, adopt an animal that has been abused, give them a new life, give them a home. So if you go to the website humanesociety.com, or you can go to spca.org, another one is aspca.org. In your own town, you know, make some calls, find out, you know, where the local shelter is, animal control. There is an animal out there waiting for you. Give the pet a home, and I can tell you it will change your life. Now, to learn more about how all the special dogs in our life have made a positive difference, go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, and pick up a copy of my life story, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. Now, I want to thank today my very special guest, Dr. Bernie Siegel, for being with us. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern, that's 2 p.m. Pacific, for another great show. Now, next week, we've got Gary Joseph with us, and our topic is Proof of the Afterlife. Now, Gary and I will share with you our personal experiences of crossing over to the other side. Amazing stuff next week again, guys. So on behalf of my guest, Dr. Bernie Siegel, my wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.